after live stream, October 3rd, 2023.
Everybody's mind was sunk into the heart. Maybe sharing. Wow.
Sadhu, I can't believe that we had this meditation tonight. I mean, I was all shaking during the meditation. I mean, it was really shocking for me because last night I dreamt that I was sleeping in my bed in Reno, and in the middle of my room was a huge big butterfly, colorful and shiny, and that butterfly would just touch my nose all the time and make me so uncomfortable. So I was telling it, just go, I don't want you to touch me. And he would keep doing that. And I called Mama. I said, Mama, help me. And I saw that Mama is not there. And then it was a beautiful butterfly, but I couldn't stand it. And I said, I know what to do with you. And I heard a strong voice saying, wake up. And I woke up. And I woke up. And I saw that there is no butterfly. Mama is there. Everything is okay. And in the morning, when I woke up and went downstairs, Mama told me that I have bad news for you. I said, okay, what is that? He said that one of our dogs, Romo, has died. I said, why? She said, he had a stroke. And then I was so sad because I had a good connection, very good connection with him. And I used to tell him that you are the son that I didn't have the chance to have in this lifetime. And I sat, I light candles, and I was so sad. And I did omnipresent meditation for him. And I felt that he was just woke up from his uncomfortable dream. And I just felt that he woke up from his uncomfortable dream. And I was so released, so relaxed, so light. And when I hear that, it was like, you know, the review of what had happened last night.
What a realization, he woke up from his sleep. And we cry for those that wake up from their sleep. Good job. That was beautiful.
I wanted to share Satchin. The past couple of weeks, I've had some like tougher, heavy balls that I needed to kick. Some pretty immediately, and some could wait a little bit. But what I saw when I reviewed it is the difference between me and how I used to be. And whereas before there was so much mental conversation, thinking and planning and dreading and not wanting, and now it feels like it's so much clearer, like there's so many fewer than there used to be. And I do think that many times I kind of feel guided by the inspiration talked about tonight when I have to do something. Like I sink and I trust what that is. And I won't do it if I'm not feeling like I should kick that ball. I'm happy to say no. I'm not doing you till I'm ready, till it's your turn to come, and not struggling in between.
Yeah, what a relief.
Thank you.
For the sharing, actually it wasn't a sharing, just because I don't really know what to make of it, but Melissa's sharing was so long, so I figured I'll give it a try. When I left Cyber Center on Sunday, I had to drive to Elko, and I got in the car and I was playing a video from when you used to teach classes in Reno at the bookstore, and I don't even remember which one I was listening to, but something you said just kind of hit me kind of hard, and I've never had an experience like this, so, and since that time I've been looking at this experience and wondering, is it my mind that's creating something that I want to feel, and but I don't think that's what it was. And I don't even know what was said. I can't remember the sentence, but it took me out of basically everything I was doing. And I had this feeling of being like limitless, like unlimited, like I was free from shackles. And I felt like this overwhelming strength. And I felt like I could break the ceiling and the size of the car and like just like enter the universe. When I think of the infinite, I always look to the sky. I always think of like that as being infinite. So I felt like drawn into that. I don't know how I was even continuing to drive. But I don't know how long it went on either. But then when I came to, like I had kind of tears in my eyes and like just felt this deep, deep gratitude. And gratitude is something that I've always practiced, but this was just very different. It was a different level. And it wasn't gratitude towards anything else other than to you. And there was this an amazing feeling that I just wanted to dwell in, and I was able to for the next hour of just driving and not really knowing what happened, but I've just never experienced anything like this. It was just an amazing car ride, and anyway, I don't really know if that makes any sense.
Oh yeah, it makes more sense than anything else. What a freedom when we have a realization, momentarily realization. You had a glimpse of your reality being so expansive, right? And it always brings tears to the eyes afterwards, because the movement was so grand that even the heart feels this devotion toward it, the freedom that experienced before. I would write it down. I always write down the realization or the expansion throughout the years. And it's always sudden, unexpected. And when you come back, you know it was something big, but you can't word it. And then the mind, if you allow it, it sips in and wants to analyze it. No. Or it wants to hold on to it. No. You don't need any of that, because whatever happened, it continues giving you the expansion of consciousness. You know, because it did happen. You cannot deny it didn't happen.
Sajjan, can I share something? It's not very common for me to go around thinking that having this gushing feeling of love for anything that is out there. I normally feel it more when I'm looking in, not when I'm just walking around making a bed or something like that. Today, I just had this gushing of love. Like, I love every particle of every piece of creation. Yeah. It just was gushing out of my chest. It's very new for me.
Yeah, that's another thing that happens.
And I was so, it's just all great gratitude that I feel afterwards. It's such a connection I feel. It's this, I can't put it in words.
No, no, you don't have to. Neither does Vijay. It's, you can. You can point us to a little bit of the feeling in the surface, but it's when the heart is not limited anymore. And you actually physically can breathe better. Even your breathing, you feel like you can take the space and air into yourself and you will be okay. You can handle it. And that's when the heart is open and it's not, the pumping heart is a subtle expression of what closes and duality comes to the picture. When it begins to open, the love is not personal anymore. It's undirected, unconditional, but the benefit is to the one that is experiencing it, always.
My takeaway is by association with you, my heart is learning these things. I just have never ever experienced that sort of thing before.
Yeah, well, it is happening in your own heart. So, yes, pointing to the truth is very, very good fortune. But to have the capacity to put aside your doubts and embrace it is the benefit. It's what we do with the truth, how much we trust it, how much we take it to heart without hesitation. And I think every one of us, some took longer, some less, to come to this realization that when we're open to it, we benefit a lot. That's it. That's the bottom line. And that goes for me too. Whenever I... you know, Ramana says something very, very beautiful. He says, doubt the doubter. In other words, when there is, I'm not talking about your experience at all, it's irrelevant to what was shared, it just came to my mind, I like to say it. When we have a doubt about our realization or our path, it is it's like a net falling on our head. He was saying, instead of finding the source of the doubt or going after finding out if the doubt is right or not, just doubt the doubter. That really stops us from accepting the doubt, and then we move on to tranquility again. It's so amazing, and I think now and then everybody can doubt themselves or doubt their experiences or doubt their progress. Am I progressing enough? At that time, his advice is very suitable to say, I doubt you. And then there is a tranquility, we go forward.
Can I say something? Sorry. Just everything that everybody says, except what lesson. Now and then I experience it during the day several times, especially when I'm working on audio students more. And I just, when I hear this music of Most Precious, when I hear the question, the answer, I'm just gone. And today I was just listening to this music millions of times. And every time I said, Khuda shukr be khatir in music.
Yeah, Dave, but for those of you who don't know, I went to a recording place, recording studio, and the guy that ran it had two girls that were the same school, Elizabeth Lenz, with my kids, and they both in different classes, one with El Homot, with Ariza, so they became friends. And these two girls, they call themselves Shanti Shanti, American girls. One day her mother, their mother was cleaning under their bed and sees that they're teaching themselves Sanskrit. Come to know that they have been working on their own for years. Anyway, and they had a beautiful voice, so I told them I want something that pulls from the heart. And they made this. I listened to Most Precious. By the way, we have a recording of Most Precious. You guys can, she can send it to you. You can listen in the car. So I was listening to it today, the question of what to do with the worldly problem or something. I swear to God, today I was shocked, because this is 20-some years ago, and the words that was used, I don't even use it now. How much it showed to me that I was just a vehicle. Just a vehicle. Why was I chosen? I don't know. But I also had tears in my eyes thinking, how did that happen? How did God spill the beans? And why was I there? Yeah, Most Precious is incredibly precious.